The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
Taking a little shrapnel on the old Steinhoffler.
For those of you who are curious, the Green Bay Packers have played 336 defensive snaps this season. Quay Walker and Xavier McKinney have played all of them.
Is that right?
Mark Tauscher's Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week has played 335 of their 336 snaps.
Wow.
So he has missed the snap. Okay.
So he's a sleeper because of that. Matt Kunin, our most valuable tweeter.
Is that good?
To win the Sleeper of the Week, Edgerrin Cooper would have to hit the over on one of the following: 1.5 turnovers, 3.5 sacks, or 24.5 tackles.
What if he gets 24?
Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be something.
You're one of one. All right. One of the things that we have not discussed, and I certainly enjoyed my time talking with Lucas Havrisik, is Matt LaFleur's at the podium. He says that Brandon McManus will not kick today. That is not overly surprising. I think they'll take the same plan on Sunday as they did last Sunday, have him work out before the game, see how he feels. If he admits that he's still got pain in his leg, then they'll go with Lucas Havrisik. But we need to get to our weekend preview.
That'll make your story a little more prevalent, right? If Havrisik is a kicker. And
Havlicek, yes. I'm going to write that today for channel3000.com, having talked to both of them. But I am curious to see, because it is interesting how the NFL has become. I was talking with Brandon about this yesterday. You know, the days of being patient like the Packers were with Mason Crosby, those are over. Teams are changing kickers left and right. So we'll see if Lucas Havrisik, if he does have to kick again and he is successful again once Brandon McManus gets back. Brandon McManus said he kept his advice for him short and sweet when they made the decision for him to kick. Good luck. Go make some money. That was all he said. And if he kicks well during his time with the Packers, he'll get an opportunity with someone else where he will make himself some money. Let's see if
How did he say good luck, though?
Good luck.
That's important. How you do things is important, too.
Good luck with the weekend preview.
Go make some money.
Not going to lie, last week's football slate was not great, and I don't know that this weekend's is that much better.
I thought you were going to rhyme there a little bit.
So don't be late.
Last week's football wasn't great.
What's the Luke Fickell's fate?
If it was NFL week 8, I would feel better about that, but it's not. It's week 7.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
For week 8, I really want you to bring it.
All right.
I really want you to go rhyming.
Will do. In the meantime, here are five games for you to choose from the football weekend slate, aside from Packers-Cardinals in the 3:25 window Sunday, and Wisconsin-Ohio State, of course, at 2:30 Saturday on CBS.
What do you think the interest, Jesse, what's the interest level in watching Wisconsin-Ohio State?
Not high.
With just Wisconsin sports fans, where are we at?
I think it is sad that Wisconsin football, which for the strong majority of my life has been appointment television on a Saturday and figuring out what you're going to do the rest of the day around when the Badger game is on, it is no longer that case. And
is it meat raffle, or what are you? Tell me you're not apple picking.
I mean, I'm hosting our pregame show, so I continue to stay invested throughout the course of the day. I host the Barry Alvarez show and the ESPN Wisconsin College Game Day pregame show. Like, I'm still gonna watch. I work at ESPN.
Because you're a professional.
Promotathon. Right,
but
we are in the middle of Promotathon this week. Wow. What else can you promote, Jesse?
I can tell you this: if I'm up north, Joe, and I have the choice of I can go to the 2:30 meat raffle at Lakeside, or I can stay back and watch the Badger game, I'm definitely thinking about going to the meat raffle.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
So anyway, five games on the weekend docket besides Wisconsin and the Packers.
Is it me or is Halloween really kind of creeping up on us here? Like, nobody's talked about it. We're 14 days out from a Halloween. Right?
I wonder what Matt Unertle is going to go as for Halloween.
At what point,
he's going to be a ref.
At what point do you think we typically start talking about Halloween?
It just feels like this year it's kind of sneaking up.
I think with 2 weeks notice, there's a lot of time to prepare for Halloween.
You haven't even mentioned spooky or fluky.
That's going to be next week, yeah. I don't think Halloween needs more than a two-week lead-up outside if you're a TV network that's going to play all the spooky hits.
Okay.
Anyway.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
Friday night college football for fans of the Big Ten West to enjoy tonight. 25th-ranked Nebraska at Minnesota. 7 o'clock Fox game tonight. If you don't want to watch the Brewers or Prep Mania or anything
else. High school
football,
yeah.
Muskego McGuanago.
McGuanago.
Tomorrow night, Saturday night on NBC. Good one in South Bend. 20th-ranked USC and 13th-ranked Notre Dame. Latest rendition of their rivalry. Good SEC games throughout the day on the ESPN family of networks. 9th-ranked Georgia at Ole Miss. Ole Miss is in the top five now, too. They are. Sunday morning.
You didn't sound overly confident.
Now I'm starting to wonder, is Georgia actually number five? So I got to check that. It's 9 versus 5. I forget who's who. Rams-Jaguars might be your best NFL game of the day on Sunday, 8:30 a.m. at Wembley Stadium in London. Saints-Bears at noon on Fox. Bears trying to win 4 in a row for the first time since 2018.
Mm.
And your Sunday night football snoozer, Falcons at 49ers? That's the best we could pull for Sunday night football this week?
Isn't there a Dallas and the Commanders playing?
That's the same time as the Packers game. We always went for the weekend preview. I try to keep things out of the same window as the games we know we'll all be watching.
So you should put plenty of college football games that are at 2:30 on the list.
So I guess, yeah, that Georgia Ole Miss game is at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon on ABC. Tausch, any of those tickle your fancy?
Not really. I'm hoping for a Game 5. What time would the Game 5 Brewers game
be? If the Brewers advance to Game 5, it would be Saturday night, 7 o'clock on TBS. And, of course, the Brewers Radio Network.
Well, that's where I'm at. I'm going to watch Game 5, even if it's not on. I'll watch. There'll be like a rerun of some sort on. Yeah, it's not a real sexy
weekend. Game 5 of the Cubs series.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see all of it last week. I had to kind of piece it together. It's not a super sexy weekend from a football standpoint.
Washington, Michigan, your big noon game tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you. Is there like a skins game in golf that we could watch? Or is there some tennis
battle? Skins game?
10th-ranked LSU at 17th-ranked Vanderbilt, 11 a.m. on ABC.
That'll be good.
Always fun to cheer against Brian Kelly.
Yep.
All right. This was a dud.
Maryland at UCLA, 6
total
o'clock.
Total dud-a-rooski. Hey, Gel. Total Dutterooski, Gel.
11th-ranked Tennessee at number 6, Alabama, 6:30 on ABC.
Hey, Gel. Here's what I'm going to do. All of our old Rose Bowl buddies. Got a couple guys staying at the Haas. We're going to just put back the greatest win in the history of Wisconsin football
season.
We're going to turn that bad boy on at 7:30. Tomorrow night, we're going to watch that. After we watch the biggest upset in the history of college football right before it.
What a doubleheader.
Who's all coming
That'll
in?
We got
Money
there's
Matt
a lot
Davenport.
Of folks coming in. We got he is. I think we have I want to say I saw the list. You know who I'm excited? I told you already. And I will book him.
Chilling now.
Even though I said I'm sick of having to book all of our guests. I'll book him even though
Robin
tried.
Young didn't reply to me. I sent him a text.
I'm not mad at you. Stop getting all defensive.
You just said I'm
getting
chilly
to come up
of having a book.
Well, I am.
I've booked every guest for the last 6 weeks on this show.
That's definitely not true, but I'll let you take it. Chili will be a guest at some point.
Chili now. Wonder if we can get that Barry Alvarez guy on our show. He says a lot of interesting stuff.
Chili cook-off.
That's Jesse's show. Let Jesse. That's Jesse books that. Jesse does a great job booking guests on his show. I have noticed that.
Go boo in a closed game room. All right. Well, we look forward to Chili joining.
That's well done. That's pretty well done.
We look forward to Chili joining us at some point.
Dunzo to clowns. Funny now. Dunzo to clowns. Funny now.
Yeah. I am looking forward not only to headlines, which are coming up next, but I'm also looking forward to our trip to England, Scotland, and Wales with Colette. We're leaving on July 5th, so you can celebrate an Independence Day and then take off for England, Scotland, and Wales with Colette. We'll take in the charm of the countryside, the history of the great cities. We're going to see Big Ben in London. We're going to see Edinburgh Castle, which is like stepping back in time. Tausch's favorite place, Stratford-upon-Avon, along with Chester. We're going to see the medieval city of York. All the iconic landmarks, the cozy villages, the bustling city streets, the peaceful countryside views. We will experience the very best of Britain's history, culture, and beauty, and create memories that last a lifetime. And I'm going to leave North America for the first time in my life. To learn more about this amazing adventure, which Paul and the girls and I could not be more excited about, text TRAVEL, the word TRAVEL, to 844-770-3776, or just go to ESPNMilwaukeeTravel.com for full details.
We haven't talked that it's kind of ironic that you're leaving for Britain the day after the 4th of July.
Coincidental, I would say. Not ironic. I didn't do the scheduling. I said, here's the window of time when there's nothing going on with the Packers and the girls don't have sports and all that kind of stuff. I am nervous about finding someone who's willing to watch our menagerie of pets for such an extended period. I think that'll be a challenge from a scheduling perspective, but that's the only thing I'm not excited about.
You know, it's 2026. I believe that means you'll be celebrating the 250-year victory of the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll be celebrating that over there. Like, hey, woo! Tough L for us.
A big monumental anniversary to celebrate.
Indeed. Headlines are next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Given the popularity of our Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week selections, can't wait to see what Tausch, all by himself, without any help from anyone, came up with for his headline. Before we can do that, though, I am here to tell you about Gruber Offices. One call, that's all. Hopefully you never have to make that call, but if you've been seriously injured, it's the one call to make. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Gruber Offices, one call, that's all. Time now for headlines.
We've buried the lead,
but it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
It is time for headlines. Our weekly reminder that I hurt the Academy's feelings by saying that their musical headlines were so freaking awesome and the movies were not nearly as good. Tausch, you get to go first.
I'm not going to go down that road again. I thought you were taking over after all of the criticism. That's not the road we went down, so we are doing some things differently.
Rumor
we
has
do
it
have
something
a fun
special.
Surprise.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
We got a little something cooking potentially next week, and maybe that'll inspire
yes,
Jason to take that torch that he snatched and distinguished from the Academy, but we shall see. And
I don't appreciate you inaccurately depicting history. I just don't. I don't like it.
Jesse!
I mean, I also said that the movies were not very good.
Well, then you can... And what do we always say when you have a problem? Yo, I solve it. Don't complain about it and then go boo in a bar. Like, get your butt and go do something about it. But we didn't do that, and I digress. Here we go.
Go boo in a bar.
This defense can't get a sack. Can we still get Kenny Clark back? Micah awakes from his slumber, or should he change his number? 27-17 pack.
Micah. Man, it's time to play ball, even if you can't get a call. The Cards QB is in doubt, but you've got the clout to get the Pack a win away from home. But it's not up to you alone. Do it for yourself, for X, for Coop, and for Tausch, whose sleeper pick is poop. Packers 27, Cardinals 18.
That's kind of good.
It's crazy that you wrote that days ago. It's like Uecker's letter.
Actually, Bob Uecker sent that to me.
Oh, he did. I'm not rhyming, but mine is pretty good, I think.
But we're not minding.
Move over, Maserati Marv. Say hello to Tahoe Tuck carrying the team. Packers tight end boasts a career day in Green Bay's 30-14 victory in Arizona.
Those are our headlines.
Did you know Arizona has allowed 7 or more catches to tight ends 4 out of 6 games this year?
Seven or more catches to tight ends in 4 of 6 games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that affecting your Prize Picks approach this week?
I will be dabbling in the Tucker Craft
market
categories. Yes, I will see which one appeals most, but I do expect a big day for the Packers tight end on Sunday.
Well, they don't have player projections at Hard Rock Casino Rockford, but they project MVPs. We'll have to check in on where the Jordan Love MVP race is at when we come out of this game. But we know the wager was placed at Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
It was. We were down there. We had a great time at the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Features over 175,000 square feet of gaming and entertainment space, more than 1,300 slots, 50 live table games, a sports book, and a rock shop. They also have the great Hard Rock Live Entertainment venue. 23,000 square feet of premium concert and event space can get up to 2,000 guests there. Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois. I wonder what kind of odds you'd get on the Brewers coming back to win. Like, if you put $10 down right now on the Brewers to win this series, it has to be substantial. And just to basically tell Dunzo to blank off, you'd be covering two bases there.
I am seeing Milwaukee Brewers plus 2,000 to win the NLCS.
What does that mean again?
So that means $10 would win you 200. $100 would win you 2,000.
That seems...
might as well be 20,000.
I think it'd be more, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So there's still hope. We always look at, hey, there's still hope. Dunzo. I don't love it, though. I don't love it at all.
We'll see if Jesse gets a little assist from Dunzo, who's still in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, when he does Wondelly. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Ready to roll, ready or not, ready to give it all I got. Got a little to wind it up, get it up, get it even. Ready to roll, ready or not, ready to give it one more shot. Let the game begin, need something to believe in. Ready to roll, ready or not.
Before we can get to Wonelly, we need to pick this week's winner of the Cousin Subs gift card from Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Five entries for five contestants in the cheese fry helmet this week.
Big, 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 big.
Not a lot of chips, though, because a lot of people did get questions wrong. Jason, you set the odds a little earlier today, projecting that today's contestant was the only one who got all three questions right this week.
Indeed, Jake and McGuanago.
And I draw number five, which means the only victory McGuanago will get today.
Oh, man.
Jake in McGuanago is our winner of the Cousin Subs gift card for Wildy and Tausch Trivia. Nicely done, Jake.
And tonight's showdown is between the Indians and the Warriors. Is that correct?
Yep, McGuanago Indians and the Muskego Warriors. Their annual rivalry.
Can you have the name Jake and not have the nickname Snake?
Yes.
Yeah, Jake Bowers is Jake the Rake.
Yeah, but I bet some of his buddies called him Jake the Snake back in the day. Like, I just don't think he could be a Jake without Jake the Snake. Now, Jake the Snake, it feels like everybody that I know of Jake is Jake the Snake. Jake the Snake Plumber. We got our buddy Cease. They call him Jake the Snake. Like, that's just how it goes. Jake the Snake.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Now, Jake and the Fat Man, I don't think they called him Jake the Snake. I don't.
What
can you imagine right now somebody pitching a show to CBS or to whoever, and they say, I got an idea for a show. It's going to be Jake and the Fat Man.
It was that on show's right never after Murder, done. She Wrote, if I recall correctly.
I don't know.
Whoa, Nelly!
What other names have a built-in nickname?
I don't know if there's any better than Jake the Snake. Like, I just don't.
I'll see if the text line
lights something?
Up. I'll see if the text... No, I can't... I feel like there's got to be a few out there. Like, Matt, Bill... Well,
what is it? What is Matt the... Matt the what?
I don't know. I'm Bob.
Like, you, you picked it. There's got to be at least one.
Nelly!
Bill's chill? Like what?
No. I'm trying to brainstorm like Jake the Snake.
Yep. Okay.
It's not like we show prepped this topic, so I'm thinking out loud what other nicknames are there.
Here's how IMDb describes the iconic show Jake and the Fat Man, which ran from 1987 through 1992 on CBS. Former cop J.L. McCabe, a.k.a. the Fat Man, has built a remarkable record of convictions in his new career as a district attorney, thanks mainly to his gruff, tact-impaired manner and his willingness to bend the rules when it suits his purposes. Unfortunately, those same qualities also have earned him a substantial number of enemies. Jake Stiles, his handsome young special investigator, frequently goes undercover to help the Fat Man get the evidence he needs.
Whoa, Nelly!
William Conrad played the Fat Man. I believe Joe Penny played Jake.
Okay. Casey in Sheboygan texts in, his red-haired friend growing up was Garrett the Carrot.
That's good. But if Garrett's not redheaded, they ain't calling him Garrett the Carrot.
That's probably true. Who would imagine? Yeah.
Whoa, Nelly!
Jonesy. Mike and Kendall text that one in. Anyone who's named
Bobby
Jones?
Boy. Like Bobby Boy. Like if your name's Bobby, a lot of people are going to call you Bobby Boy.
How about if your name is last name Schmidt?
Nobody's calling Bobby Bobby Boy.
You're always going to be Schmidt.
I don't think you know Bobby's. Bobby Boy Ewing? Come on now.
Whoa, Nelly.
Come on now.
If your last name is Schmidt, everyone's going to call you Schmitty.
Yes. Yes, that's well. Actually, we have a whole family of Schmitz that we used to play baseball and football on the farm with, and a lot of them are Smitties. We went from Schmitty to Smitty. And an ironic twist.
Oh, I got one.
Whoa,
this
Nelly.
Is what I was trying to. Dan in East Troy. Dan the man. Every Dan is
there
Dan
you go.
The man. That there's
Thank
a winner.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
I don't think
that
it
wasn't so hard.
Was it Dan that sent that in?
Yes, Dan in East Troy. Dan the man. Yeah.
That's amazing. So you basically have to have one of those names to then have experienced this.
So Troy the boy? How about Troy the boy?
Whoa, okay. Nelly!
Mark the Narc.
Whoa, next, Nelly!
So that Wisconsin-Ohio State game on Saturday afternoon.
Never mind.
Tausch, how do the Badgers pull off a victory over the number one ranked team in the country?
Jason!
I think, and you know, we've not talked a ton about this week. This is a pride deal. This game, I think, is you go into it, and I think it's all about this week. I think on Jim, Matt, and Molly this week, they asked me something about, you look at what you can do winning a game against Washington or whatever. It's
is that
like,
your
no,
Matt Hamilton?
Yeah. You just look at this. This is now. From a player standpoint, it is only you should always have this approach, but when you're losing, you have to just focus on the day. You need to win the day, and I don't think there's any aspersions that Wisconsin, the chances of beating Ohio State are going to be pretty limited if we're just looking at it from an honest perspective. But Ohio State is going to be talking themselves into trying to find their motivation. You need to have something positive happen. This team's psyche needs a jolt. And I think that Iowa was 37 points better than us last week? Well, the scoreboard said that. And as Bill Parcells said, it is what it is. Score is what it is. Record is what it is.
You are what your record says.
If I may, Jason, I'm taking some liberties here. So I think you just look at this and you try and find ways to win quarters. You look at this and just try to find ways to execute and be better than what we were last week. And if you can do that, man, college football is crazy. I guarantee you, Lenny out in California hosting their daily show with what's the Barry Simers? Some old radio writer dude out in California.
TJ Simers is no longer with us. He's hosting.
They're doing their show. Dan the Man and Troy the Boy are doing their show out in UCLA a couple weeks ago, and everybody and their mother is like, oh, you have no chance. Penn State's coming in here. Oh, da, 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 da. And what happens? You never know. So you prepare, you compete, and you let the chips fall where they may. That's what I'll say for this weekend. But we're heavy underdogs. There's no doubt. Like legit underdogs. Not, this team, they pay for it. We are legitimately big boy underdogs, and it'll take a Herculean effort to find some way to win this game. I'll say that.
Whoa, Nelly!
Primetime Ryan Wollersheim, producer of Jim, Matt, and Molly, says every Ryan is Rye Guy.
Yeah, a lot of Rye guys.
That's a good one. See? That's a good one.
And he doesn't like it, for the record. Doesn't like it.
Well, I guess we know what we're going to be calling him moving forward.
Whoa, Nelly! Oh,
You know what George Eliot used to always say?
Georgie Porgy?
It's never too late.
Georgie
and
boy?
This could be in play for the Wisconsin-Ohio State game or just you personally or anyone. It's never too late to be what you might have been. George Eliot. There you go.
Wow.
Bob Moore.
Pretty poetic.
Whoa, Nelly!
Wow, I just got a very aggressive text message from Rye Guy. Wow.
What did he say?
I think he made it very clear he does not want to be called Rye Guy.
No.
Whoa, Nelly!
We'll leave it at that.
Do you think there's a reason for that? Or?
I don't know. I'm going to push the envelope, though, when I'm on Jim, Matt, and Molly later today, that's for sure. See if we can get an answer on that.
Okay.
Last one, how much of the World Series will you watch if the Brewers are not in it?
All of it.
Some of it.
Most of it?
Some of it.
Very little of it, if I had to guess. Depends.
Jesse,
who.
You're not, are you going to watch?
If it's Dodgers Blue Jays, I probably, like, I'll have it on in the background, but I won't make it a point to watch ever.
If it's Mariners, you're in.
If it's Mariners Dodgers, that has some juice to it. Assuming the Brewers do not come back from down 3-0, like only one team ever has. Mariners Dodgers would be juicy. You get the dumper, the Mariners who have never been to the World Series before against the juggernaut. That would be fun. Blue Jays, I don't really care about the Blue Jays at all, and I just would expect the Dodgers to win that.
So, what do we need for you to if the Brewers win tonight? Do you start thinking about it, or do you wait until they win games 5-2?
Got to start having a conversation about a conversation about how they might rally.
That is honestly, we are honestly about to have a conversation about when to have a conversation about they might come back. And I think the answer is they would have to win both of the next two.
I would agree.
They might win tonight, and that it would just prolong the inevitable. If they win tonight and tomorrow night, then you're coming back to Milwaukee, and if you win one, you force game 7, and then at that point, anything's possible. That obviously, the team has to have that mentality. I think all of us are looking like they're not going to win back-to-back games in L.A.
Well, what did Boston say? Was it, why not us, or what was their tagline? I haven't seen the video yet. What was it? Oh, I know what it was. Don't you dare let us win game 4. Don't you dare. So if I'm a Brewer fan, which I am, if I'm on that team tonight, I get somebody, I don't know who's got enough confidence right now, to get right in that camera and say, don't you dare let us win tonight. That's what the Sox did. And that's the only one of the 162 times this has happened. It's the only one that have done it.
It's happened 162 times?
Don't quote me on that. I think that's the right number, but that might be how many games have been played in a regular season. So don't quote me on that.
Every Tony is Tony the Tiger?
Yeah. A lot of Tony the Tigers.
No, Tony. No, come on.
Kevin in Pleasant Prairie. Every Dennis is Dennis the Menace.
Oh, yes.
Matt's better than Jake the Snake.
Yes, they are. That is true.
There's more Dennis the Menace than Jake
the Snake.
That is
so true.
Yep.
Well, what about from a female perspective? Or what are we missing? Has there been anyone female related that has kind of chimed in?
Haven't seen any yet.
Ask your AI. I don't know what the prompt would be, but I know you're a big AI guy. Why don't you ask? Maybe. How would you even prompt that? What other nicknames are there?
I don't know.
Like Jake the Snake, Dennis the Menace, Dan the Man. What are we missing?
Rye guy. Rye guy.
Oh, man. He does not.
Does he not know?
He does not like
you that. Don't play that game? Because once you do that, you let people know. Like, that's a dangerous game Rye guy's playing.
Chatty Cathy?
Yeah. There you go. Chatty Cathy. Yeah.
If only we had another hour of the show to continue this exercise. But we don't. Instead, we have to wrap up the show and wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. But before we can do that, Tausch needs to tell us about Coors Light.
Well, whether you're celebrating a potential big win against the number one team in the country, if you're celebrating the first road win for the G&G, or you're celebrating a 25-year reunion of a Rose Bowl championship, make sure it is a cold Rocky Mountain Coors Light in your hand, and it is chilled to perfection. Make sure those mountains are blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Make sure you celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, wraps up the week and wraps up the show next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the way.
We wrap up the show and wrap up the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. And I am, by my own admission, frequently a critic of the National Football League and how they handle things. Maybe some might say I'm not critical enough of the team I cover, but I'm definitely critical of the league. But one of the things that I will admit, early on, felt like they were taking advantage of a sales opportunity to sell more pink gear, was when they brought in the pink in October for NFL clothing and stuff to support breast cancer, the fight against breast cancer. The percentage of donations that they made, according to some research that was done at the time, not high enough. That has changed with the league. They've changed their initiative significantly now. It is all about all the different cancers, which all deserve attention and focus, and their players tell their stories throughout the month of October, and having experienced with Paula having breast cancer, the meaning that that has. I just wanted to give a shout out to the league for doing that initiative every year, seeing all the guys wearing their Packers versus cancer gear all week long in the locker room. They do embrace it, and I think it's a really meaningful thing, and I appreciate that the league does that. So that is my Feel Good Friday for this Friday. I don't know if we'll be feeling good on Monday when we reconvene. The Badgers could have been blown out by Ohio State. The Brewers' season could be over. But I expect the Packers to win in Arizona. We'll see if that at least happens.
Or we could be feeling really good, depending on how this weekend goes.
Mm-hmm. Could be a magical weekend.
Not when I heard Dunzo earlier in the show. That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.